from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia ready to dispatch peacekeeping troops to Gaza. Government prepares economic stimulus ahead of Ramadan. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Defense, affirmed the full readiness of the Indonesian National Armed Forces to dispatch peacekeeping troops to the Gaza Strip, Palestine. Anissa Audrita has the details.
Vice Minister of Defense Doni Ermawan Taufanto on Tuesday, February 10, 2026, in Jakarta, confirmed that the Indonesian National Armed Forces, TNI, is ready to send peacekeeping troops to accelerate the recovery of the Gaza region, Palestine. He explained that the armed forces has made thorough preparations both in terms of personnel and equipment. The prepared troops are on standby and can be deployed at any time if needed.
Intinya kita sudah siap.
So the key point is we are ready to go. TNI headquarters, the TNI commander has prepared our soldiers to be deployed at any time. We are just waiting for the coordination order on when we will depart. The sense is we are ready.
On the same occasion, Deputy Commander of the Indonesian Army, Tandio Budi Revita, emphasized TNI's readiness to contribute to the peacekeeping mission. Regarding the number of troops to be dispatched, Tandio explained that the troop numbers will be adjusted based on the decisions resulting from international negotiations.
In the last week of this February, it will be decided how many TNI personnel will contribute in terms of troop numbers. Until now, we have many. There are already several options for how we can actively participate in the peace process in Gaza.
Tandio Budi ensured that the prepared troops are personnel experienced in peacekeeping missions in conflict areas, particularly those who have previously served with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon or UNIFIL. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
As Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri 2026 approach, the Indonesian government seeks to boost national economic growth through a number of policies. The policies taken cover sectors ranging from food and transportation. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Ahead of Ramadan and the Eid al-Fitr holiday in 2026, the Indonesian government launched its first 2026 economic stimulus package. In a statement delivered on Tuesday, the 10th of February 2026, in Jakarta, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, stated that the economic package covers a number of sectors, including transportation and food. Airlangga stated that this measure was taken because it has proven effective in driving economic growth, surpassing the 5% figure of the previous year.
Lebaran Idul Fitri terbukti...
Eid al-Fitr has been proven in previous periods, including Nataru or Christmas and New Year, to increase public mobility and tourism activities, thus driving economic growth in the fourth quarter reached 5.39%.
Dengan 5.39.
Airlangga added that to support this economic policy package, the government has allocated a budget of up to 900 billion rupiah or approximately $54.2 million from the state budget and non-state budget sources.
Nah, untuk itu pada tahun ini dalam rangka
Therefore, this year, in conjunction with national holidays, the government is providing economic stimulus in the form of transportation discounts with a total budget of 911.16 billion rupiah sourced from both the state budget and non-state budget sources.
Erlangga detailed that the economic stimulus will cover the land, sea, and air transportation sectors, the work-from-anywhere policy, and assistance to more than 35 million beneficiary families. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is committed to building a national hydrogen ecosystem as part of the Grand Strategy for Energy Transitions and Resilience. This commitment is being continuously strengthened by the government to support the energy transition and the achievement of net zero emission by 2060. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The Indonesian government is committed to building a national hydrogen ecosystem as part of Grand Strategy for Energy Transition and Strengthening Energy Resilience. This was stated by Vice Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Yulia Tanjung at the opening of the Global Hydrogen Ecosystem Summit and Exhibition 2026 on Thursday in Jakarta, February 10th. According to him, this event is an important momentum to consolidate Indonesia's role in development of the global hydrogen ecosystem.
Tentu pemerintah.
The government has a strong interest in this global hydrogen ecosystem summit, as we are looking from the ecosystem perspective on how we bring forth technology for the implementation of hydrogen industrialization and utilization for the overall economic ecosystem.
He emphasized that hydrogen development is not only about energy aspects but also closely related to industrial development, food security, and national carbon emission reduction. He also expressed hope that Indonesia would not only become a market but also a center for regional and even global hydrogen ecosystem development.
Dan diharapkan
and it is hoped that this will contribute globally overall and make Indonesia the center of hydrogen ecosystem development.
The Global Hydrogen Ecosystem Summit and Exhibition 2026 is scheduled to take place from July 21st to 23rd, 2026 at the Assembly Hall of the Jakarta International Convention Center. Yulia stated that this event aims to strengthen cross-sectors collaboration in supporting development of hydrogen and ammonia as part of national energy transition agenda and the achievement of net zero emission by 2060. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has set economic development as main priority for its chairmanship of the Developing Eight, which will be discussed at the upcoming DH Summit in Jakarta this April. Desi Anugranov has the details.
Spokesperson for the Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nabil Mulahela, on Tuesday in Jakarta, stated that Indonesia has set five main priorities for Indonesia's chairmanship of the Developing Eight this year, which will be discussed at the D8 summit. Nabil explained that four of the five priorities are directly related to the substance of the D8 economic cooperation, saying that Indonesia will prioritize increasing intra-D8 trade for optimize the demographic potential of member countries. He hopes that this potential can be utilized through strengthening the D8 economic cooperation.
How to ensure that intra-D8 trade can increase further? The potential is quite significant when viewed from the demographic potential of the population, from the younger generation and so on. So we want to enhance this potential through D8 cooperation.
To ensure that these four areas for cooperation can run effectively, Nabil emphasized the importance of reforming the D8 organization. This reform includes internal organization adjustment, covering decision-making mechanisms, budget management, and institutional readiness so that the D8 remains relevant to current global development.
This is the most important one, the fifth priority, namely the reform, reorganization, or development of the D8 itself. Because in In order to make this organization relevant to the present time, it must adapt to conditions that are certainly different from it was established in 1997. Many aspects need to be adjusted internally, from its decision-making process and budgeting to its institutional readiness, so that each sector is capable of implementing the initiatives, allowing the impact to be more comprehensive.
Indonesia will host the D8 Summit in Jakarta on April 15, 2026. The summit is expected to produce the Jakarta Declaration.
Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government aims to distribute 20 trillion rupiah worth of social assistance as part of economic stimulus package in early 2026. Hasna Nur Afifah has the details.
The Indonesian government is accelerating the distribution of social assistance to maintain public purchasing power and support vulnerable groups. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated in Jakarta on Tuesday that the social assistance programs distributed by the government are divided into two main types, namely the regular and adaptive social assistance.
There are two types of social assistance. The first is regular social assistance, namely food commodity assistance and the family hope program. The second is adaptive social assistance.
Regular social assistance includes food commodity aid and the Family Hopes program, targeting approximately 18 million beneficiary families. This program aims to help meet the basic needs of low-income households. Meanwhile, adaptive social assistance is distributed in the form of disaster aid and social rehabilitation assistance. This scheme focuses on communities affected by disasters and groups requiring special social handling. The Ministry of Social Affairs has set a target of distributing a total of 20 trillion rupiah, or worth approximately $1.2 million, in social assistance by the end of March 2026. As of now, the realization of distribution has reached about 17 trillion rupiah. Saifullah Yusuf added that primary focus on social assistance beneficiaries is the very poor and poor groups. If budget allocation permits, the distribution of aid will be expanded to include the near poor category and vulnerable to poverty groups. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The Iranian embassy in Jakarta held a diplomatic reception to commemorate the 47th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution's Victory Day. On this occasion, Indonesia and Iran emphasized the importance of cooperation in the fields of human rights, the protection of women and children, and their global role. Ramasid Kipratama has the details.
At the diplomatic reception in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 10th, Indonesia and Iran emphasized the potential for increasing bilateral cooperation. Iranian Ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Borojerdi, stated that both countries have the opportunity to play a constructive role on the regional and global stage. He considered this role increasingly relevant amidst the silence of many international organizations regarding the policies of a number of countries. Borojerdi specifically highlighted Indonesia's achievement, namely becoming a member of BRICS in 2025 and hold the presidency of the United Nations Human Rights Council in 2026. According to him, this strategic position expands the scope for collaboration between Tehran and Jakarta. With this status, Indonesia is considered able to further promote universal principles such as neutrality and preventing the politicization of human rights issues. This is considered to prevent the misuse of certain issues as political tools.
Indonesia's accession to BRICS in 2025, aligned with its presidency of the United Nations Human Rights Council in 2026, has further expanded the scope of opportunities for cooperation between the two countries at global and international levels.
Meanwhile, the Indonesian Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifatul Khairi Fauzi, highlighted cooperation in the field of women's protection. She referred to the bilateral agreement signed by the two countries in 2018.
We therefore appreciate Iran's openness to dialogue and partnership in this important field, and we look forward to further sustaining and deepening our cooperation, translating self-commitment into concrete and impactful outcome.
The diplomatic reception was held by the Iranian embassy in Jakarta to commemorate the 47th Victory Day of the Iranian Revolution. The day marks the beginning of the establishment of the Shia Islamic Republic government in Iran since 1979. Ramasidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has once again reinforced its stance on the global climate agenda by championing the ocean sector as a key solution for climate change mitigation and adaptation. At the 2026 Ocean Climate Dialogue, the government emphasized the importance of integrating blue economy and protecting blue carbon ecosystem. Kiki Purba has the details.
Director General of Marine Management at Indonesia's Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Koswara, stated that Indonesia will contribute to global efforts to combat climate change. He notes that Indonesia's marine sector plays a crucial role in addressing the impact of climate change, including promoting sustainable economic development. He delivered the message at the 2026 ASEAN Climate Dialogue on Wednesday in Jakarta.
Indonesia has chosen to move forward with the narrative that we will promote the ocean as part of the solution for climate change mitigation and adaptation, food security, and a sustainable economy.
Koswara also conveyed that Indonesia is committed to strengthening collaboration with international partners, academia, the business world, and coastal commodities to build cooperations, ensure consistent implementation, and maintains a long-term commitment to sustainability. Meanwhile, Deputy for Climate Change Control and the Ministry of Environment, Ari Sujianto, highlighted the immense potential of Indonesia's mangrove forests, which can absorb carbon on a massive scale.
Indonesia memiliki mangrove seluas 3,44 juta hektar.
Indonesia has 3.44 million hectares of mangroves, accounting for about 20-25% of the world's mangroves, with the ability to absorb and store up to 1,000 tons of carbon per hectare, making them one of the most effective carbon sinks on the planet.
The ASEAN Climate Dialogue was held ahead of the 2026 ASEAN Impact Summit, scheduled to take place in Bali this June. This event is expected to produce various strategic output to strengthen the implementation of the National Marine Resource Balance Roadmap and integrate blue carbon into development planning. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
I'm looking at you, you like what you say, well, I do too. So let's fall in love again. Let's fall in love again. Tonight, let's be lonely. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kisah kita, jangan tangisi keadaannya.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
VOA listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Garut, West Java, Indonesia, which is not only well known for its typical fruit, Garut orange, but also popular for its stunning panoramic beach, namely Santolo Beach. This beach is located in Cikelet District, Garut Regency, West Java, Indonesia. Santolo Beach, which was originally a gathering place for fishermen, has been developed into a beautiful tourism destination. It is also an area for fishing activities as a dock for fishing boats in Pamengpuk. Enjoying panoramic views of the beach and marine life is one of the tourist activities that can be explored. There are also boat rentals available that serve tourists to enjoy the beach's quiet, challenging southern waves. Besides, they can enjoy fresh seafood in the form of simple dishes. For logistics and accommodation, several facilities are available for tourists, such as guest houses and souvenir stalls. Santolo Beach is situated at an altitude of 0 to 200 meters above sea level. Listener, in the past, Santolo Beach was known as Cilauteren Beach. Europeans, especially the Dutch who came to this region, had difficulty pronouncing the name Cilauteren. Then Europeans pronounced the word Cilauteren with the word Santolo. Santolo Beach once functioned as a pier to transport spices to large ships in the middle of the sea during Dutch ruling. Therefore, the coastal area has many Dutch heritage buildings built around 1850. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
jangan lagi ragu. Ku tak ingin terus buang waktu.
Ternyata itu kamu, padahal tak tersembunyi. Terbuka mata hatiku, tak lagi meragu. Mengapa tak bilang dari dulu?
Tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau butuhkan ada di sini. Cuma aku paling tahu hari ini kita mulai awal dari kisah selamanya.
Smile
those words. But your eyes say everything without a single word. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be. Never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. If I could freeze a moment in my mind, it'd be the second that you touch your lips to mine. I'd like to stop the clock, make time stand still. 'Cause baby, this is just the way I always wanna feel. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe there's nothing in this world I can't be. I never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. I don't know how or why I feel different in your eyes. All I know is it happens every time. Knows. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be. Never know what you see.
To Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Stay tuned. Telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Telinga saya. Telinga saya, which means my ears. Berdengung. Berdengung, which means to ring. Sejak. Sejak, which means since. Di dalam. Di dalam, which means inside. Pesawat, pesawat, which means airplane. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat, which means my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. Akhirnya, akhirnya, which means finally. Sampai juga, which means finally arrived.
di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Maaf. Maaf, which means sorry. Tidak bisa. Tidak bisa, which means cannot. Mendengar. Mendengar, which means to hear. Dengan baik. Dengan baik, which means well. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat, which means, my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. In this sentence, there is an expression, telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. The word berdengung, berdengung, which means ringing, explains the condition of the ear which feels like hearing a buzzing sound. In the context of the conversation, Chris informed Ayu about the condition of his ears, which could not hear well because they were ringing. Central Java Province is home to the Karimun Jawa National Park, which is a nature reserve area consisting of island and waters. In 2020, UNESCO designated Karimun Jawa as a World Biosphere Reserve. Karimun Jawa has a unique ecosystem in the form of a combination of island, lowlands, mountains, and waters. There are mangrove forests, white sandy beaches, and underwater habitats that are worth visiting. Listener, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Telinga Saya Berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa!
Hi VY listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis raso nak tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringen niti-niti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi habis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring rasona tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringen niti-niti sambalnyo pede tambu lagi abis segalo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Superstar tur keliling dunia satu persatu ku
kecil hingga yang paling mustahil. Namun apa artinya ku sabrongi samudra bila itu tanpamu tak akan bermakna. Karena ku lihat lagi apa yang paling ku nanti, ternyata kan campur tawa kita.
All I want, together in the Rover till the break of dawn, cruising down the area, snacking on some caviar, my heartbeat go, da-da-da-dum-dum.
Fever, it's getting hot in here, I need a breather, I'm running out of breath, it's just me,
my heartbeat go, da-da-da-dum-dum.